You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
England are 1-8, the draw 8-1, and Lithuania are 25-1. We touched on England a little bit earlier. There was perhaps some encouragement in the first half performance, at least against Germany. Some players, the likes of Ali and Lallana, did play well, and Lallana is part of the enhanced odds. Lallana to score and England to win, pushed out from 8-5 to 7-4. We've also got Vardy to score and England to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0, pushed out from 5-2 to 11-4. Tom, I'm going to stick with there were encouraging signs in that Germany performance. The result wasn't fantastic, but they were beaten by a world-class goal in the end. But the fact that they didn't score, went on top, would have to be a concern, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, there's still major weaknesses to this team. I mean, you're still looking at the squad that Gareth Southgate picked. And I wouldn't exactly get too hung up on a debate about who he shouldn't have picked or if there was any major absentees. He's picked probably the best set of English players that are out there that are currently playing. But sadly, and the mark of it for me is, I think how many of those players would get near the Germany team, would get near the top teams in the world. And that's just, it's just where we're at right now. And we're kind of, we're looking for encouraging signs, little glimpses, little changes that might sort of build us up, you know, a little bit of hope again. But I think Gareth Southgate's coming from such a long way back now in terms of the mood of the country about this England team. I think we all just accept that England are what they are now, which is a team that will qualify for every major tournament. There's no worries about that. But when they get there, there is no serious expectation of winning it. But, you know, you've got to give him a fair crack of the whip, and hopefully he gets a few years and he can turn things around and, you know, maybe get us on a front footing again. But ultimately, he's only as good as the players he's got. And sadly, there are not enough world-class players. There aren't many players in the England team I'd pay money to go and watch. You know, and, you know, there's some good players, but there's not necessarily those superstars that I think, yeah, you know, Gareth Bale, I'd pay money to go watch him play. England, I'm not so sure. The one thing, though, with this game is you can set your watch by England and home qualifying games at Wembley, can't you? I mean, their record is second to none against these kind of nations like Lithuania, where they are in the world rankings. I mean, you know, it's as regular sort of them churning out 2-3-0 and 4-0 victories as, you know, Jose Mourinho sort of scowling in post-match interviews. So it's going to happen. They've scored 7 in the last 2 against Lithuania. They've not conceded. They've won 12 of 14 at home. They've got that 2-point lead at the top of the table. There's no one really, I think, causing much of a threat. And Lithuania are no great shape. I mean, they're a point above Scotland in the group, but they lost 3-0 to the Czech Republic in midweek. Their only win in the last 7 has come against Malta. They did draw in Scotland, but that's not saying anything because Scotland drew with Canada this week. So, look, they've not won in 14 away matches. We won this fixture 4-0 last time, and Lithuania have lost by 2 goals, by at least 3 goals in the last couple of away matches. So, you know, you can take your pick of goal scorers here, but I know it's not sort of massive prices, but England minus 2 at 10-11, you're going to get a 2-3-0 victory, but nothing more, nothing too spectacular. And I think if I'm looking at goal scorers, I probably can't look too far past Lallana. I know he's missed a few chances, both for club and country recently, but he always seems to get himself into positions, and I don't mind the 7-4 there for Lallana to score and England to win.
OK, fair enough. Derek, what's your knowledge of the Lithuanian national team like?
Oh, dear me. I mean, the poor manager, only has 14 adults to choose from, I think, in Lithuania. 15 if the keeper can get someone to mind his goats. I mean, we should be looking like a cricket score for England. But then we see the look of the strikers Gareth Southgate has chosen, and we immediately start talking about cricket. I mean, this is a desperately poor England squad. It was just a glorified testimonial, as I said earlier, and England still lost. They've got a manager who he must be pinching himself that he's managing England. He is to managing what he was to playing. I mean, how he's in charge of England, God only knows. You look at the squad too, I'm a rough guess. You know, I've been looking at the names, and I'd say half the England squad have spent part of their career out on loan. The only reason the other half didn't is that no one wanted them. And another thing I've noticed too, this was particularly noticeable during the Euro, is the more Tottenham players that have been drafted into the squad, the worse England have played. Now, that shouldn't be a surprise because the same thing happened to Tottenham. I just think England are a terrible a side that always are talked up and always fail to deliver, except in matches like this. Because England v Lithuania, it's like Groundhog Day. I'm sure this fixture's taken place about 14 times in the last 2 years, and England generally win 3-0, 4-0, and it'll happen again. You know, they played twice in the qualifiers for 2016. England won 4-0 at home and 3-0 away. They haven't conceded for England for a long time. It will probably be. I'd go as far as to nail the scoreline here. England 3, Lithuania 0. Tom's bet, -2 at 10 to 11. That looks absolutely nailed on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.